Tony Evers pulled off a nail-biting victory against Republican Governor Scott Walker Tuesday. The contest was so close that it seemed sure to result in a recount until late in the night. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more from Evers' election night celebration in Madison.
It was about as dramatic a victory as possible. All night, Evers and Walker were neck and neck. Some Evers supporters left the Orpheum Theater in Madison as the night dragged on with no clear winner. In the end, it came down to the city of Milwaukee. There were about 45,000 absentee ballots still to be counted around midnight, according to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. When those were tallied, Evers was ahead by about 29,000 votes.
Oh, Lord, thank you, Wisconsin. Was this close enough?
Evers told his supporters their message was heard. Wisconsin is ready for a change.
I'm proud to say we ran a positive campaign focused on the issues that matter most. Better schools, better roads, more affordable health care that includes protections for pre-existing conditions.
Evers' running mate, Milwaukee native Mandela Barnes, will be the state's first African-American lieutenant governor. Evers has a 1.1% lead over Walker. In order for a recount to happen, the two candidates would need a less than 1% gap in votes. But Governor Walker is not ready to give up. His running mate, Rebecca Clayfish, addressed the crowd at the Walker election night party.
I am here this morning to tell you that the fight is not over.
Clayfish made her comments before Evers inched over the 1% lead.
As many of you have seen all night long, this race is a dead heat. It is truly too close to call.
Even if a recount isn't allowed, Walker's campaign said it was waiting for election results to be certified. The governor is not yet conceding defeat. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.